Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Memphis football team started their season last weekend with a win over Ole Miss 15-10 in front of a packed out Liberty Bowl. Mike Norvell is the coach of that football team, the University of Memphis Tigers, and he joins us now. Coach Norvell, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, guys. Just getting ready for another battle in the Liberty Bowl coming up this Saturday, but definitely excited about starting the season 1-0.
Who got the game ball, Coach? Because you had a bunch of deserving individuals. You had a bunch of deserving coaches. Just curious if you gave out a game ball and who did go to.
Well, I tell you, I think Bryce Huff had an exceptional game. He was named the defensive player of the week in our conference. I think the defensive staff, the plan that was put together, overall, just the energy, physicality, effort that was presented on the field and on the Liberty Bowl or in the Liberty Bowl from our entire football team was something I was really pleased with. And to be able to finish the game the way that we did, it took all three phases.
Yep.
The big punt that was down at the 2-yard line, Bryce with the sack and the safety, and then for 6 minutes and 21 seconds to go right at him and end the game with the ball in our hands was pretty special. It'll be a drive that I always remember.
Coach, is it any more gratifying of a win the way that you did it? I think people have gotten used to Memphis football to the extent that they've watched Memphis football the last 2-3 years under you. They know Memphis is going to score a lot of points. Like they know it's going to be a high scoring affair. But in this instance, it was your defense. Your defense was making plays when they had to. Does it make it any more gratifying the way that it came sort of non-traditionally, at least under you at Memphis?
Well, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a great game. We had a plan going into it of what we were going to need to do and what we were going to need to do to be successful. And I thought that the team that could run the football and the team that could stop the run was going to be the team that would win it. And to be able to do that, we had, obviously three new starters on the offensive line, at four different positions. But, those guys, I thought, really came in and battled up front against a very experienced and deep defensive line from Ole Miss. And, defensively, we were aggressive. We attacked. We didn't want to let them dictate the tempo. We wanted to be the ones that kind of set the stage and kind of the standard for that. And then, in all phases, I mean, our guys played fast. And there were a lot of mistakes and a lot of kind of self-inflicted mistakes that we had on the offensive side of the ball. I think we had 7 penalties, which is something that we have to get corrected. We did have a turnover, they're on a screen pass, but those are all things that are easily going to be fixed, and they need to be fixed. But I do believe when you look at that game, we were always in control of it because we could run the ball and we stopped the run, and so that was something I was really proud of.
No, there's no question about that. A win is a win, and I know you enjoy them all, but the ones that come against Power 5 teams, the ones that come against SEC teams, do you enjoy those a little bit more?
Well, I think it showed well for our city. I think it showed well for our football program, and really the way that it was done. I mean, that was what probably was most gratifying is that our team they played with wonderful effort. They were the more physical group. I mean, we were able to do the things that we said we needed to do, and I was really pleased with that. And so to be the team from the SEC, I mean, that's great. I think that's something that the country takes a lot of notice of. But I was definitely excited for our guys to start the season off the right way. But when we came back Sunday, we knew there were a lot of things that we got to clean up in every phase to be able to get to where we want to go, and that's just being the best version of ourselves here this week.
To go back to that defense, how close did it come, Coach, to what you saw on Saturday? How close did it come to matching sort of what you hoped it would look like, right, when you go out and you hire an Adam Fuller? It felt like they checked a lot of the boxes, Coach.
Yeah, most definitely. And, I mean, this is a defense that, you know, we've played a lot of young players over the last few years.
Yep.
And so we have some experience, but we've also recruited really well. And those guys are been developed. You know, Coach Storms and the staff that they do, the job that they've done with our guys in every phase. And then you give them, you know, great leadership with Adam and the defensive staff, the ways that he put them in positions to be successful. And those guys, they bought into it. But we've got a really good group on that side of the ball, and that was our expectation. We expect to be a defense that can go out there and be able to play at a very high level, and to see our guys do that coming out of the gate in week one against a quality opponent. And I've gone against Coach Rodriguez for many years,
yep.
And his offense is difficult to defend. But I thought our guys, they embraced the game plan and went out there and executed it.
Coach, I've seen you go for it on fourth down 5 times in that game, and we've all seen some of the stories where a coach will decide, you know what, I'm going for it on fourth rather than punting. Are you that guy who's looked at the math and said, you know what, I'm going to go for it more on fourth down? Or are you a guy that takes it by feel? You did it 5 times. I think fans were surprised.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of both. I mean, there was actually another situation or two that I probably could have went for it, mm-hmm. but elected to try to play the field position game. But it was a lot of analytics go into it, a lot of thought of what we're trying to do. And there at the end, you know, the one that got the most attention was the 4th and 2 at the end, where we're going to win the game. And we have an unbelievable amount of belief and faith in our defense if they had to go back on the field of what they would do. But we wanted to finish with the ball in our hands, and that's something that we've worked a lot on here in fall camp. Our kids understand why and how we do everything we do. To see our kids execute in that moment was something that was really impressive.
What did it say about Gainwell there down the stretch? You're talking about you there going for it there. I think, Coach, that he ended up getting his number called 8 straight times for you. You know, he was a real boost for you early on in the game. I thought he's breaking tackles, making big plays. And then there at the end, when Pat is out of the game, looked like, you know, nicked up, whatever it is, I thought he was a horse for you down the stretch, sort of handled it on both ends for you, closes out the game. How about Kenneth Gainwell?
No.
My gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a great performance. A kid that's from Mississippi we talked a lot about. And, you know, he played in the first 4 games last year and just showed his explosiveness and the type of player he could be. But with the stable of backs we had last year, you know, didn't think we would get the amount of work that was right for him. And so we did redshirt. But coming in and starting off a week one like he did, and then being at the end to be able to seal that game. And probably my favorite play was the last, when he breaks the ball on the perimeter. It's
yep.
a situation we've worked numerous times here in fall camp. But, you know, he got the ball on the perimeter and could have scored. But he elected to do the right thing,
smart.
The smart thing. He got down, put us in victory formation, and sealed the game. And that was a heavy play for a redshirt freshman.
Really,
I was really, really pleased to see that play out.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis football coach Mike Norvell. The Tigers are 1-0 after their win over Ole Miss this weekend. Got to ask you about Patrick Taylor Jr. What is the update? I know you said earlier today he will not be playing this weekend. What is the update on Patrick Taylor?
He's got an injury that's going to take it. You'll probably take just a little bit of time. Patrick's going to he'll bounce back. We don't have the exact timeline. Like I said, we were hopeful that it would be a quick thing that would get him available for this week. But it's probably going to take just a little bit of time. So we'll see how that progresses. Really excited about Pat in his senior year to come out and perform like he did. You know, I think he had 130 yards rushing, caught the ball multiple times out of the backfield. I mean, he's definitely a leader for our football team, and a young man that. He is definitely well deserving of an exceptional year, and I'm excited about when we do get him back out there, the job he's going to do.
Was going to say, I mean, because he ran really hard against that front seven. I mean, there was a highlight there of him stiff arming the Ole Miss defender that kind of went viral. I mean, you had to be pleased with just how hard and how strong he ran the ball. I mean, it's not easy to replace two NFL guys, right? I mean, it's really hard to do that. But it looks like, you know, as long as Patrick Taylor's healthy, you're going to have an opportunity to do that with him.
Well, I mean, he's a special back, and he's one that I think he's had 5 straight 100-yard games. I mean, he's shown that he's very capable of performing at an elite level, and to see him go out there and really the last two SEC opponents that he's played against, he's had 100-yard games. So it's not there's not a stage or a moment that's too big for him. He's definitely a well-versed back that can do it all. So I'm really proud of Patrick for playing at that high of a level. You know, like I said, but it's not a shock to us because we know all that he is and who he can be as well.
Coach, your tight ends have always been a big part of your offense. They didn't get super involved, at least offensively, at least in terms of receptions this weekend. How much of that, Coach, is the time, right? How much of that is Brady needing the time to get set, and how much of it is Brady needing to look for those guys?
Well, I mean, we had a plan for them to be involved, and, you know, there were some things that happened in the game. We tried to move the pocket to help, you know, protect some of the new guys up front. I mean, this was a talented defensive front we were going against.
No doubt.
And so we tried to do some things, and we were not very clean in how we were protecting, just, honest assessment. And so those are things we're going to have to be able to work on. But, you know, we did take some shots for those guys. We weren't able to finish on them. But at the end of the day, those guys are going to be great talents for us. And, you know, I think that as we continue to grow and become more, experienced and cohesive together on up front, and, obviously Brady's timing and being able to get the ball out, those things that we could do, I'm really excited about where this offense can go. You know, we got put in some tough situations. Yep. With the penalties, and you know, when you're second and extremely long, third and extremely long, you know, letting those guys tee off on some inexperienced group, on the
right.
Offensive front, you don't want to put them in tough situations like that. So we attacked in a couple different ways, and you know, I think the guys handled it well, and it's what helped achieve being able to hold on to the ball for the time that we did, and to be able to finish the game in that regards.
Yep.
How would you assess Brady's performance in Week One, Coach?
I thought he played well, to be honest with you. The decisions he made, he was very efficient throwing the football. He's completed 75% of his passes. We had a couple of down the field throws, the intermediate passes. It was a huge completion to Coxie there. In the fourth quarter, there were a couple plays where he would like to have back, and we'd like to have back there on third downs, where he probably missed his primary read. But I thought he made some great decisions. Had a couple of unbelievable run checks that resulted in big runs and plays. At the end of the day, everybody's working to get better, and I think that as we continue to grow offensively, in every phase, I mean, it's gonna help us. But he did some good things. The interception on the screen, that's something we can't have, and he's trying to throw the ball at the guy's feet, kind of got away from a little bit. So that's something he's got to learn from. But I thought he did some good things.
New challenge this week. You're going from your season opener against an SEC opponent to Southern this weekend. So with the team, is it a matter of, hey, guys, that game's over, we won, we've got to keep this thing rolling, let's focus on this week and take nobody lightly?
Well, the focus is the same as last week as what it is this week. It has to be on us. And it really doesn't matter who you play. That's been the message. That will always be the message. Last week, our opponent was not the deciding factor as how we went out and played. And there's some things that we did really well. There were some things that we didn't do as well. And so, we've got to improve from that stance. And we came back Sunday, and we gave an honest assessment of where we are and what we need to do to improve in every phase of our football team. And we got to focus on ourselves. And we play in a team that has some talented players, extremely well coached. It's going to be a challenge, just like every week in college football is a challenge. But our driving factor is not who we're playing. It's how we play and what we do. And what we're willing to put on film. So I know our guys are motivated to go out there and improve what we're doing, and I'm excited to see them play.
Coach, if you can out-muscle and push around an SEC squad in this case, do you feel like you all will be able to do that, or you should do that in every one of the rest of them? I mean, the way you pushed around an SEC squad?
Well, we play a great schedule, and in our conference there's some really good football teams, and some guys that are going to present some great challenges for us. And so we know that at the end of the day, what Saturday showed is that it truly has to be about us. You know, we don't get caught up with logos or conferences that you play in. It's about going out there and performing to the best of your ability, and I think we showed that this is a football team that's tough. It's physical. What I was most pleased with is how we finished that game. And, if we can continue to build off that, then we've got a chance.
No doubt. It was really good to see, Coach.
Physically.
Always appreciate the time, man.
Thanks
so much.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you guys having me on, and go Tigers.
Yes, sir. He is University of Memphis football coach Mike Norvell. Tigers 1-0 after a nice win over the weekend against Ole Miss 15-2. 10. On Patrick Taylor Jr., you know, you just you hope that this is more of a, hey, we got Southern this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like Ezekiel Elliott against, you know, with the Dolphins and the Giants and the Redskins. Like, we should be able to navigate this, you know, if it comes down to it without him.
And I think, you know, in that question with Mike and fourth downs, like, he's an offensive coach. It's in his DNA that he'd rather go down right with his offense and taking those chances than putting it on his defense, which in the past probably, right, the maybe even you can make that decision every time because the way your defense had played, like we said, some good individual talent. You were good. You made the point yesterday, turning guys over.
Yep.
But you'd break a lot, quite frankly.
Yep.
Well, now it's a little bit different because it looks like and appears like you've got a defense you might be able to rely on all season long. So we'll see. What we know about Norvell is he's going to be aggressive, and he certainly was Saturday, even with that improved defense. Well, I bet you that he continues to be. I just think it's in his DNA.
Yeah, I think so, too. Appreciate Mike Norvell for joining us on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.